the time till we did it.
Yeah, right.
Broken some ribs.
It was my volleyball.
Yeah, he went down and
yeah.
Well, so here we were. I'm skiing the deck.
Just to prove
you know, he went out. He sat down at this well, so he could stand up and do the solid drive.
The joint. Okay, sure. Yes, but call me.
Okay. The worst of that was.
Right, it's 5 o'clock. We'll call the regular town board meeting of the town of Lackawanna Planning Board of Order on August 17th. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of 2481 to 2494, ACH of 1272 to 1273, ambulance fund 19509 to 19512.
I have reviewed those and I would vote for their approval.
Motion made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the August 3rd, 2022 regular town board meeting.
I reviewed those minutes. It sounds like something we did. So move for approval of the minutes.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay, this is as of the end of July. In the town meeting, town accounts, we have $1,314,609.71. And in the ambulance account, we have $579,230.04. And in the reserves fund, we have $159,904.35. We earned $105.14 in interest in that account. I noticed that the interest on the accounts have gone up this month. That was surprising because they, you know.
Make the bundle on that.
Oh, yeah, a bundle.
Small bundle.
Very small.
Motion.
Motion to approve the revised July 22 Treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the Treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 11, discussion possible action review of roof replacement kits. Pete went through them. He has supplied us with a bid tabulation matrix with his recommendation. Company's bidding on it was Quality Roofing and AC Roofing. And the first requirements of timeliness, mandatory requirements, and completed the cost submission of all were yes. Total bid prices, Quality Roofing was $109,842. And AC Roofing was $91,900. Bid validity period, Quality was 60 days. From 8-3, NACI was 10 days from 8-2. Registered to do business in Wisconsin, which they both are. Adherence to bid requirements he has under Quality Roofing, yes. And you don't have anything under NACI?
NACI will not take care of the asbestos.
Okay.
That's why their bid was lower. They
yep.
do not even deal with it.
They wouldn't
so we would have to supply a whole nother contractor and do it as
asbestos abatement for
Quality tested it. They know what's there. They're trained for the asbestos and they take care of it properly.
And that was my question. Thanks, Pete.
And so then further, the quality roofing bid is a 20-year warranty, NAC is 15. And then you have a note here, if cannot complete this year, we'll patch winter at no cost. And then you have that NAC is unable to dispose of the asbestos, so your suggestion is that award it as they are, award the bid to Quality Roofing as they are able to properly dispose of the asbestos.
And they offer the 20-year warranty without additional charge, which is important too.
And I did get a couple of referrals from Quality. They've done other work for the paper mill in Rhinelander and for a few other places, big places, and they've got a good reputation.
Is there anything else we need to look into here?
Not that I can see.
You've got the high points. Okay, well, I would move to approve the Quality Roofing bid.
Is that your motion?
It is.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bid from Quality Roofing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action, review of the 5-year road plan. You have years 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026, and 2027. And you even went up to 2028. Give it a quick rundown. And as it 2022 is Totowtown, Plummer Lake, and Autobahn were the ones that we bid. We're doing Autobahn and Totowtown. You have applied for and gotten the necessary tribal permits for those.
Yes.
2023, you're looking at Stearns Lake Road, Moss Lake Road, and Plummer Lake Road as potential road jobs. And with that, you have so far already the necessary permits for Stearns and Plummer.
Mm-hmm. And like I said last time when we talked about this, this can all change.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather, wet year.
What happens.
Those aren't the roads that are going to be done, but those are some roads we can get bids on and see how the prices of things are. So this, yep, this definitely can and will change.
And 2024, 25, you're looking at Thoroughfare Road. You haven't applied for any of the tribal permits on that.
Right, no, not yet.
And that you, we were looking at with the possibility of the...
getting a grant.
Getting a grant for it. 2026, West Clear Lake Road, Potts Bay, and boy, you're way ahead there. You already got necessary tribal permits for Clear Lake. And then 2027 would be Middle Sugar Bush and Paradise Lane.
And 28.
And 28 is Elsie Lake Lane and East Bolton Lake Lane. So I guess once you have a chance to look at them all, if you have any questions, you can ask Pete or we can put any of this on a future agenda.
No, these are mine. I don't have any specific questions on this right now, so there's, we want to just kick the can down the road and say, you know, we will approve it for the time being.
And yeah, because like you said, it's subject to change. I'm sure in April and May we're going to find some potential changes.
And it's going to change because, like, I've listed some roads that are possibilities, and if one of those isn't the one that gets done, well, that's going to bump to the next year, which is going to bump
correct
the next year, and it, which we can just revise it every year.
Yep.
It's a 5-year plan, but next year we might change
that's
the works, but at least we're thinking ahead on the roads that need something done.
Okay. Any questions?
Thanks, Pete.
Well, I guess I do. Potts Bay, last word performance, 1977. What's the...
We've done work on that set.
Yeah, I think so. If that says 1977, probably 97.
97. Yeah, because we've done work on that in the last 20 years.
Right, yeah, I think it was around that time when a bunch of them were done, so that must be a typo.
Okay, any other questions, Bob?
Nope.
Very good.
Yeah, Matt?
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked with Pete, maybe a month ago, month and a half ago, and had a number of questions about the report, and he was very thorough and gracious in responding to all of the questions, all right? There was one issue or one question that came up, and that has come up before, and I'd just like to raise it again. Evidently, there is what is called a certified mileage report that the town has to file with the state. I think it's every year. Mm. I know Paisley was every other year, and certified is every year. And that is the report that drives the calculating of the state aid.
Correct.
That report includes several of the roads that back in 2019 went to the jurisdiction of the tribe.
The tribe claimed them. And what is happening with those roads is our town attorney, Greg Carroll, and also title.
I'm not comfortable because I was privy to that, and I actually recused myself from this end of it, so I'm going to listen
to that. Okay. And he has forwarded information on that off to the title companies. They're still reviewing, doing their research on it. If we find that, no, we don't have a claim, then they come off. It's just that I haven't heard back from them yet.
I reviewed the regulations on that, and really, the way I read it, it doesn't matter whether or not we own those roads. It's whether or not we're maintaining those roads.
Yep.
I think the tribe has clearly assumed responsibility for maintenance, so we may be in an awkward position now.
I can ask Greg about that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I talked with a couple of state folks, myself, about the jurisdiction issue, and they indicated to me that the state does not determine which roads are under the jurisdiction of the town. The town determines what roads are under its jurisdiction and then informs the state.
Correct.
So if that's the case, then the most recent or the current certified report is not in sync.
But without knowing for sure, the board and when we do the certification, we can't say no, we don't own these or they're not under our jurisdiction. It's a real gray, area that no other towns really in the state, except for maybe the town of Hayward, a few other ones that are in and around reservations are run into, and that's why the DOT doesn't really even know how to handle it. They asked what was going on. I sent them an email through Nancy saying that they're still being reviewed, and as soon as we have an answer for you, we'd let them know.
All right. So. And the second issue, and Pete's raised it a couple of times, is every year we get further and further behind in the amount of money that is set aside for road construction, and that's been exacerbated now by inflation. It would take at least $50,000-$60,000 a year more to account for what's been lost over the last decade in purchasing power for road construction. And one of these days, one way or the other, it's got to be addressed.
Well, and it was brought up before, and the board is going to have to look at that in November when we're doing our budget.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Jim.
Where the tribe is taking care of roads and we still claim them, where do we sit on liability issues on road problems?
I guess in my last conversations with the town attorney is that we don't know for sure if we can give up our jurisdiction on them. So I guess I don't have an answer for you, but I can try to find one.
Okay, thank you.
And the way I read it, jurisdiction or ownership or any of those words is not the issue. It's a matter of who is maintaining those roads, who's out there doing the work.
I was told that if our trucks went there, they would arrest our drivers, our employees, so I'm not going to put any one of our employees into that position.
That's a good reason to stay away.
All right, anything else? Yeah, she can come back in. Come on back. Yeah, if you want.
All right, so the reason I left during that discussion is because at the time, I was sitting tribal treasurer, and I had voted on the tribal side. So then when I got elected to the town side, one of my first things is talking to legal. I have to recuse myself from any type of activity regarding that action back then that the tribe had taken, because I had voted it on a tribal. So that's why I left the room.
Item number 13, discussion possible action, follow-up on letter from Attorney Kemenek. Mr. Wetzel had mentioned at our last meeting, asked if we had received a letter from Attorney Kemenek, who's with the Wisconsin Transparency Project. We hadn't. Since we have received the letter, I think you guys both got them. I did have a chance to read it. I forwarded the letter and its attachments on to Greg Harold, our town attorney, because of the fact that in there they threatened a potential lawsuit from the citizens group and from Attorney Kemenek. So I sent that on to Greg for his review. I have not gotten a response yet back. So at this point, because of the threat of potential legal action, I'm not going to make any comment on it. Can't. But I wanted to let everybody know that we did receive it. Item number 14, discussion possible action, sale of yellow crew pickup. Pete?
So we've got a 2002 Ford diesel truck with 208,000 miles on it, I believe. And it's one of those little ones with the little electric dump box on it that we've got, and it's got a 9-foot plow on it. It's our old truck, and it's, we replaced it, that and another truck this year with the two new trucks we got, and it's time to get rid of it, and it's rusted bad, the frame's rusted, it still moves, still runs, still starts, still works, but it's we need to get rid of it.
Put it out on bid for sale?
Yep. So we're going to write up something to put in the paper, whatever Nancy would normally do, and put it up for bid. And this is kind of trying to come up with maybe a minimum price.
$10. Is it worth donating someplace?
That's up to you guys. I mean, somebody will buy it because it still works, but it's, you know, the dump still works, but the back of the dump's got some holes in it. You know, they could throw some plywood in it or somebody could fix it up. You know, it still starts, still functions, plow still works, but that's up to you.
Because, I mean, what would we even get for it? I mean,
I was going to put a minimum bid of maybe $1,500, $2,000, and who knows, if you get a couple people on it, not that it's going to go sky high, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's got a rusted frame.
It collapses on itself.
Yeah, we could try to do that. For some reason, if we can't get something for it, then, like I said, there might be somewhere, someplace to donate it or where.
Potentially donate it to.
Wisconsin Public.
Well, I guess put it out for bid for a minimum $1,500?
Sure.
Is that?
I have no idea.
You go to Valley, yeah, I don't either.
Like I said, it's been around, it's done a lot of work, and it's had plenty of salt, and, you know, we just, it still works, everything's fine, it's just rusting out bad, but it still starts, you know, still runs. But that's what I'd say, try it. If not, then I don't know, maybe they could figure out who we could donate it to.
So say you sold it for $1,000, where would that money go?
It goes back into the general fund.
So.
But if we could get something for it.
We've got $1,000, we could buy a shed for them.
You know, if we could get something, it would help towards, you know, we need new tires on the front of one of our dump trucks before this winter or something. It could pay for, you know, it could pay for that. It's a lot of money. It would definitely help a little bit.
Well, I move that we authorize people to put it out for bids.
Minimum bid on?
Minimum bid $1,500. See what we got.
Motion been made and seconded to put the truck out for bids with a minimum of $1,500. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carry. Need a motion to adjourn at 5:20. Second, Nate, second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you for coming in this beautiful Wednesday evening. Everybody go out and enjoy some of the weather. I'm here long.